Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Eric J. Hinojosa, who is Tuscola County's chief assistant prosecutor, will be retiring on April the 2nd after 10 years of service. During their recent county meeting, commissioners honored Hinojosa with a resolution. He was recognized by the Prosecuting Attorneys Association of Michigan in 2019 as well for 5 years of dedicated service, and then again in 2024 for 10 years of dedicated service. Commissioner Chair Kim Vaughn is quoted as saying, "He has undertaken his important role as a public servant with a unique level of dedication, determination, and passion, and always takes pride in his work, and Eric is well-respected by those he works with, both inside and outside of the prosecutor's office, for his professionalism." It was also noted that countless victims who have been beset with overwhelmingly difficult life challenges have been assisted by Eric, who has helped them with both concern and dignity. Hinojosa thanked those in the prosecutor's office, as well as many others that he'd worked with over the years. And another news for today. There were some tense moments in two Thumb school districts that received threats earlier this morning. In Huron County, the Unionville Sebring Area School District and the Millington School District in Tuscola County were both targets of false threats. The threat at the USA school did not release the nature of the threat that was made. Millington schools did say that their threat was a bomb threat. Both schools went into secure mode until law enforcement in both counties investigated the threats, which both turned out to be unfounded. Because both incidents are currently under review, additional information is not being released. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Right now, in the United States, millions of kids are living with hunger. This is something we can't ignore, but there is an answer. When kids get healthy meals, they have greater focus, more energy, and higher grades. Nothing is more important than feeding the hopes and dreams of children. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org right now.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Department of Natural Resources will be celebrating 50 years of Tree City USA with the annual awarding of trees to various communities. There were 122 communities that were awarded trees, which included some in the Thumb area. The city of Caro was awarded trees for the first time, while several other municipalities had received trees before, which included Caro, Bay City, Frankenmuth, Lapeer, Ludington, and Port Huron. Support from the Arbor Day Foundation and the DNR continues to empower communities in tree programs throughout the state. This year's success came from continued interest in from communities, recertification by communities already within the program, as well as the addition of new communities. And another news for today. Aspire Rural Health System and Versetti Blood Center of Michigan will host three local blood drives on Thursday, April the 16th, across the Thumb from 12:30 to 5 p.m. There will be a blood collection drive at the Deckerville Community Center, a collection at the Heartlands Community Center in Marlette, and one at the Beechwood Community Center in Cass City. Walk-ins are welcome, but appointments are encouraged as well. In order to schedule an appointment, you can visit aspirehs.org/giveblood. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today. Thursday, March the 26th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.